Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Casey, we have some very breaking news, and I know you haven't seen this, so I'll just go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Multiple outlets are reporting, including TMZ, that O.J. Simpson has died.
Oh, really?
So he was 76 years old. He had had some pretty serious health problems recently, cancer, although he was out at the Super Bowl. He had kind of shown up and was going around there. So he was, like I said, 76 years old. We'll have Hammer. Hammer's going to be with us next, mm-hmm. and I'm sure Hammer will have a take on this because he's been talking about O.J. Simpson for many, many years.
Yeah.
But I did want to go ahead and put that out there. We'll kind of wrap up our voicemails here, and then when we come back with Hammer, we'll kind of maybe do a more of a deep dive. But again, multiple outlets are reporting O.J. Simpson dead at the age of 76.
Yeah, you're right. It is being reported. ABC News has just put it out as well. Good morning. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and Hammer joins us in the studio. Good morning.
It's a great morning now that I found out O.J. Simpson's dead. I think this is fantastic. O.J. Simpson has died from cancer at the age of 76.
Mm-hmm.
This was a statement put out on the official blue checkmark O.J. Simpson Twitter about 10 to 12 minutes ago. Quote, on April 10th, our father, Arenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace, mm-hmm. the Simpson family. O.J. Simpson was 76.
Yeah. So is he on his way to hell right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I understand the family, right? Like, the family didn't kill anybody. O.J.'s kids didn't kill anybody.
You assume you're right. I mean, there are many people who believe the one son might, you know, could have been involved. Now, that's obviously never been proven, but, I mean, there are people who have a theory out there that the one son was involved in it with him.
But what I'm saying is I understand they're upset. Even though their father was a huge piece of crap, they don't have their dad anymore. So fine, whatever. But as for OJ, the last thing I want to see today are all these tributes rolling in. Oh, he was such a great football player. He was so wacky in the Naked Gun movies. And
him running through the airport with the luggage.
Right. He cold-blooded murdered two people and got away with it. He was a horrible bastard, and I hope right now Satan himself has a pineapple, and he's turned it sideways, and he's shoving it right up OJ's backside.
Okay.
I hope that's what's happening right now, and I'm not going to feel bad that this rotten piece of trash is no longer breathing my oxygen.
From a historical perspective, the O.J. Simpson saga, so I'm talking about from the event itself where he killed those two people to the Bronco chase to the trial, is it the most significant? I'm not talking about world wars or things like that, and I'm sure, like, obviously the Kennedy assassination was probably bigger and more important, but it's got to be one of the five or six most significant events of the 20th century in this country.
I remember I was getting ready to watch the NBA Finals, and it was the Rockets and I believe the Knicks, I think it was.
Yeah.
And because the Pacers almost made that finals. They went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals and got beat. And Bob Costas was doing the pregame, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, there's this story about this white Bronco chase taking place.
I was on the air in Lansing, and I remember my boss calling me saying, OJ's running, OJ's running. I had no idea what he was talking about. Because we didn't have the internet then.
It was like, right.
What do you mean OJ's running? So I had to turn on the TV, and there he was in the Bronco.
Just listening to you guys explain, you know exactly where
you
were. 30 years ago, you know exactly where you were. So you think about, like, everybody remembers where they were when Kennedy was shot,
mm-hmm.
or when man walked on the moon, or when Elvis died. Like, it is the OJ, the Bronco chase itself. Now, the trial was obviously a totally separate thing that was huge as well. But that single event, mm-hmm. by that standard, is on par with those significant, you know, historical events.
It does mark time, that's for sure. You definitely remember where you were when that happened.
And not only the chase, I remember where I was at when the decision came
mm-hmm.
in.
Yep.
I was in class. I was, I believe, a senior in high school in Mr. Bruner's class.
See?
And this is when they bring the TV in there, right? TV on the cart. So, you know, this was, what, 95, I think mm-hmm. it was, 96 maybe. And, yeah, everybody watched the verdict, and we kind of looked around at each other, and nobody was really wanting to say anything, but I think everybody knew that this dude just got away with murdering two people.
Totally.
Did launch a few careers, didn't it? those lawyers.
I mean, think about like Greta Van Susteren. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long, and she has zero talent, and how long has she made a whole bunch of money off being on TV talking about OJ? I mean, it is incredible. Like you said, Casey, the tentacles that the whole OJ Simpson saga had, and obviously, like, you know, the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could even say the Kardashians were launched out of the OJ Simpson saga due to, you know, the old man's ties with OJ. I mean, it's just incredible the impact that this had. And I think sadly what gets lost is he brutally murdered two people.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right? Everybody laughs at the Naked Gun movies or the other films that he was in. Like Casey said, running through the airport in the Hertz commercials, mm-hmm. being part of NBC Sports, a phenomenal football player. But he got away with murdering two people. And if you watch that documentary about O.J. Simpson, I think it was one of those ESPN deals. Like, the jury even admits it was payback for previous things that have happened, you know, with race riots in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it was kind of a payback that they were going to make O.J. innocent.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was disgusting. He's a disgusting individual. And I've made it clear, this isn't some sort of hot take from me. You listen to our afternoon show, you know, I say it all the time. I like it when bad guys die.
I know.
OJ's dead. I'm happy.